The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Just before I sat down to do this program, we heard the wonderful news that the U.S. House of Representatives had voted down, by a narrow margin, the proposed government takeover of several financial institutions that are failing. For now, we have won a major battle in this war to destroy America. I feel certain we've not seen the last of those elected servants who want to turn us to socialism, though, and the government is God philosophy that is the foundation of it. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House of Representatives, stated with very revealing wording what the real aim of this so-called bailout actually is. She said, "This isn't about a bailout of Wall Street. It's a buy-in so that we can turn our economy around." Well, she said exactly what she means. The government would have been buying into the banking business, and this would have turned our economy into socialism, which she obviously wants. And this is not just a Democrat idea. 66 Republicans in the House voted for it, and President Bush has pushed it from the beginning. Both McCain and Obama were for the plan. Does that tell us that the majority party candidates for president are both economic socialists? Remember, socialists believe that man is God, not Jesus Christ. Well, it's hard to argue otherwise. So much for there being big differences between McCain and Obama, like some conservatives are now claiming. So perhaps you're thinking, what's so wrong about having socialism in the marketplace? Remember, socialism means the government owns business, and thus a very few people control government. This always translates out to the few ruling the many. It means the loss of liberty. Do you like choosing who you will talk with on the phone? Do you like owning a phone? Well, if socialism takes over, you can have a phone only if the government agent says you can. What if you happen to stand for the truth of the Bible and that agent is an atheist? What's to keep him from learning that there are no more phones available for you? You say, "I'll take him to court." Whose court? If the government that won't give you a phone is the judicial system you're appealing to, which it would be, would you receive justice? Forget it. You see, socialism brings the automatic loss of personal liberty. You can't have liberty in a socialistic government and economy. They are two different ideas that simply cannot exist in the same place at the same time. Woodrow Wilson warned us about this kind of concentration of power. He stated, "When we resist the concentration of power, we are resisting the powers of death, because concentration is what always precedes the destruction of human liberties." End quote. If we stand by and allow government to take over business, we have joined the ranks of dictators of the past. For this is the same thing that Hitler did in Germany in the early 1930s. A few years before him, it was what Lenin had done in Soviet Russia. If you're not aware of the tremendous loss of liberty and life that came to millions because of their dictatorships, you need to study history, for the sake of your children's liberty. Woodrow Wilson also told us that we must be students of history if we expect to walk in liberty. He stated, "A nation which does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. The history of liberty is a history of limitations of governmental power, not the increase of it." Do you know the true history of America? Are you teaching it to your children? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again is www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.